You know, sometimes it can really feel just really lonely in this world. Lonely with your dreams, lonely with your aspirations, lonely with not having someone by your side to support you or be there for you. And lonely in the fact that maybe sometimes no one really sees all your hard work, the commitment that you're not giving up, all of the gazillion things that you do every single day just to keep the lights on. That your bank account doesn't reflect your true value, your true potential, and people not understanding what your true potential even is. Hold on a second. I'm getting ahead of myself. Matt, let's start the show. It's time for Wake Up and Level Up. Let me keep it real with you like I always do. The minute we won the Emmy for our show, I'd be lying if I told you I didn't think the phone would ring with some deals. But guess what? It didn't happen. Now, that doesn't mean that there's not value. It simply means there's never one thing that changes everything. And a lot of times when we're feeling alone or where we're on our own, we feel like we need that one break. We need that one person to help us. We need that one opportunity to break through. Because when you don't have a full-on support system, it can really be hard. And you really do start to latch on to thinking, if I can just get this person to help me, if I could just get this one to respond to me, if I could just get this one to see my potential, if I could just get this one to read my book or read my pitch, we start attaching ourselves to the idea that we're looking for someone that could really lift us up and make a life-changing moment for us happen. So let me go back to this story about winning the Emmy and the phone not ringing. I can also recall the first time that I got on CNN. Or the first time when I was on the Today Show, or when I got hired by NPR, or when I worked with Dr. Dre and Jimmy Iovine, or when I got hired by Damon John to be in his speakers bureau. I'm not saying all these things to brag. I'm saying all these things because I'm trying to point out that we all have various winning moments where we thought this will be the life-changing one. Some of you thought maybe graduating from college was going to be it, or that's going to do it. Or you got that hard to get job. You closed a big client. You launched that coaching program. And the truth is, all of these moments are life-changing moments. We just have this expectation like it's going to be the lottery. So today's lesson is twofold. Number one, don't look for or get attached to finding someone or something that you think will be the life-changing moment. Instead, create life-enhancing moments by continuing to push yourself to be better today than you were yesterday, by continuing to do the work, and by having integrity and being consistent. Number two, leverage what you have earned and learned. Like, take any win you have and promote it heavily. You earned it. Stop downplaying your wins. And don't be confused by your wins either. I was confused. When we won the Emmy, I thought the phone calls were going to be easier. I thought networks were going to be easier. Turns out that wasn't it. The Emmy served a different purpose. When we would go into sponsor meetings, the Emmy gave us credibility. It gave us validity. It gave us legitimacy. So don't get caught up on what you think a particular life-enhancing moment can do for you. Just accept the life-enhancing moment. Be super happy about it. Be proud about it. Share and promote how pumped you are about it. Use it to your advantage and let it do what it's supposed to do for you. That's how you take life-enhancing moments and they become life-changing experiences. Now go out there and claim your Tuesday. And before you do, make sure you rate or review this podcast for me. It really makes a big difference. I wouldn't ask if I didn't need it. Thanks a lot. Now go get your Tuesday on.